জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর। আমরা নিত্যপ্রতি অতি মহিমান্বিত ব্রজ দেবীগণের এবং
শ্রীমতী
রাধারানীর
So glorious description of Vraja Devi's, Shri Radharani's separation from Krishna. It's so glorious. Gopi Gita is so glorious that even if the Lord is angry upon someone, upon hearing, speaking, remembering Gopi Gita, the Lord will get pleased with that person. It's required to hear very attentively. So please, all the mothers, take care of the children, as Maharaj is saying, your little bhaktas.
Mahaprabhu tini pratigya korlen je raj darshan korben.
So as we have heard, Shriman Mahaprabhu took a vow not to meet the king.
Raj darshan korben.
He was fixed. He took a vow. I won't meet the king. Yesterday we have heard that even the Lord gets pleased when hearing, speaking of Gopi Gita takes place. Even the Lord gets pleased. There was a clear example that we have found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We heard it yesterday. So tomorrow we will hear it again.
Jeevanam kavi bhiliditam kalmasapaham sravanamangalam srimadatatam Bhuviginantite Bhurida Janaha. Aha. Sei Bhagavaner Kotha Srovan Korle Hridayer je Tap, Sei Tap Tatkhanat Duribhuto Hoye Jay. Srovanam Mangalam.
Upon hearing Lord's Katha, the suffering from the heart is diminished and all auspiciousness comes. Just upon hearing, auspiciousness comes immediately. Regardless of if we understand the Katha or not, still we will get the fruit, the benefit of
hearing.
It's also told that upon hearing the holy name, all auspiciousness comes. So many benefits come. Even if someone chants unattentively, but if someone chants with faith, with attention, then the benefits are many more times greater. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is told that even if someone chants the holy name as a greeting, someone is saying, Radhe Radhe, Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur, just as greeting someone. Still the benefits will come. Even if someone is chanting in a joking mood, sometimes some young boys are seeing sadhu passing by, and in a joking mood, They are saying, imitating the chanting, Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna. Even in a joking mood, if someone chants the holy name, still they will get the benefits. If someone is chanting some prayers, some song, when someone chants the songs, so there are different verses there, and if by chance there is Lord's name including in those verses, they will get the fruit. Just in some syllables are there including in those verses that are having the Lord's name, they will get the benefit. But what to say if someone chants with the faith? It's not possible to explain how many more benefits such a devotee will get. So if someone chants unattentively and gets so many benefits, what to say about devotee that chants peacefully, attentively, with deep faith in the heart? So Sriman Mahaprabhu was fixed. He won't meet King Pratapa Rudra. So during Ratha Yatra, Sriman Mahaprabhu was dancing and he got tired. So in one beautiful garden, he took rest afterwards. His eyes were closed and tears were coming from his eyes.
Maharaj Pratap Rudra tini elen.
At that time, King Pratapa Rudra has approached him. Devotees, guided by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they instructed King Pratapa Rudra. King Pratapa Rudra is a great devotee of the Lord. So devotees were trying in different ways to arrange for the meeting, but as Mahaprabhu was fixed in his vow, further on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya advised King Pratapa Rudra to take off his royal cloth and change it for simple Vaishnava cloth. So in such a way, King Pratapa Rudra approached Sriman Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu charan nijer onke niye sahos kore abar bhoye bhoye sevao korte lagle. Tokhon ei gopi git shrovon korachhil.
So he approached Sriman Mahaprabhu, offered obeisances and his lotus feet, and he was very fearful what would happen. In a very humble mood, he started serving Sriman Mahaprabhu's feet, pressing them, massaging them. And he started singing slokas of Gopi Gita along. Sriman Mahaprabhu stood up, being so pleased. He embraced King Pratapa Rudra. He told, "You gave me such a great gift, the greatest gift. I'm sannyasi, I don't have anything. What shall I give to you? I don't know who you are, but I'm going to embrace you. I don't have anything. I don't have anything to give you in return. But I'm going to embrace you." King Pratapa Rudra was repeating this shloka, Tava Kathamrita shloka of Gopi Gita, again and again.
এবং মহারাজ প্রতাপ রুদ্র তারা অষ্টসাত্বিক বিকারের মধ্যে কম্পন আদি
Both Sriman Mahaprabhu and King Pratapa Rudra, they were expressing seven ecstatic symptoms. Srimad Mahaprabhu was embracing King Prataparudra, and they were both shaking, here standing on their bodies, both of them having their eyes closed, and tears were coming from their eyes. Srimad Mahaprabhu was keeping embracing King Prataparudra. He was saying, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. Who are you? But Srimad Mahaprabhu was so much attracted to the shlokas of Gopi Gita that King Prataparudra was singing. He kept embracing him. Srimad Mahaprabhu was saying, who are you that gave me such a greatest gift? You made me drink the greatest nectar of Lord's pastimes, of Lord's Leela. You came and made me hear Krishna Lilamrita, the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. King Prataparudra told, I am servant of your servant. Please keep blessing me to remain serving you. He expressed it in such a humble way. Humble nature is a decoration of a devotee. If there is no humbleness, then definitely the person will fall down gradually. Humbleness is actually mercy of the Lord. If we see among some devotees, among some close persons, that they express humble nature, we should understand they have received mercy of the Lord. If someone is not humble, they will definitely gradually fall down. We can see even amongst ordinary people, when someone learns something, when someone is qualified in such a way, gaining real knowledge, they are becoming humble at the same time. They consider themselves as a simple public servant. But if someone is not expressing humble nature, if they are not really humble, but they are sitting, being proud, definitely they will gradually fall down. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that the greatest decoration of a devotee is his humble nature. Here we can again and again hear this expression of the gopis' feelings of a distress being separated from Krishna. And they keep asking Krishna, pleading, praying that he gives them his darshan. So this is the next 10th shloka.
Dhyanamangalam rahasi sambido jaridi sprisha kuhakana mana khobayanti. Gopiganer abar bhavantar holo.
Again, the gopis are expressing deep bhavas, deep loving feelings and they moon have changed. Now they are calling Krishna a deceiver, a cheater. The gopis are saying that your smiles, your sweet loving glances, intimate pastimes and confidential talks that we enjoyed with you, all these are so auspicious to meditate upon, and they are touching our hearts. But at the same time, they are agitating our minds. Gopis are saying, we must have been proud, but now our pride is destroyed. So please, give us your darshan. Don't keep us in a distress anymore. Earlier, gopis also mentioned Krishna's flute playing. In the 8th shloka, they also described Krishna's lotus face. At that time, the gopis were pleading and saying to Krishna, while asking for his darshan, they told that they consider the bamboo family to be more glorious than their gopi families. They told, if we could have been born in a bamboo family, we would become a flute, and in that way, we would be able to drink nectar of your lotus lips again and again. What is the flute doing? Flute is drinking the nectar of Lord's lotus lips, of Krishna's lotus feet, lotus lips constantly. So the gopis are saying that they consider those bamboo families from which flutes are being made to be more glorious than their gopi families. So the moods of the gopis are so glorious that it's not possible to describe. Our acharyas, they keep describing these points again and again. For the nectar to hear the sound of this flute, even if someone is losing their life upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they will get revived again. Yamuna ji is changing her flow. She's flowing in the opposite side. Everyone is attracted to the sound of Krishna's flute. The deers are immediately coming close to Krishna when they hear the sound of his flute. Both female and male deers are immediately running towards Krishna. And the hares are standing on their bodies as well. There is such a great attraction that even the peacocks are experiencing upon hearing Krishna's flute. Male and female peacocks immediately start dancing upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute. Also, parrots, male and female parrots, are also so much attracted. Also, the feathers on their bodies stand on end. The strong stones, they melt upon the sound of Krishna's flute.
Hey Govinda, tomar bongshidhani shravan kore.
Hey Govinda, the gopis are saying, all the animals, birds, stones even, everyone's in is so much attracted upon the sound of your flute. So how we gopis can remain unagitated upon hearing the sound of your flute? So one Sakhi is saying to another Sakhi, we have surrendered everything at Krishna's lotus feet. So the poet Dinabandhu Dasji is saying,
amar pranta Govinda praptir nimitto rodon korche.
When I see this soul, my own heart is crying, eager to have the darshan of Krishna, to hear the sound of his flute.
তোমার বিয়োগ দশায় আমরা ছটফট আমরা আর পারছি না একবার
We cannot tolerate this separation anymore.
চিন্তন করছেন
আর So in separation from Krishna, the gopis are remembering Krishna's lila again and again, keeping praying, please give us your darshan at least once and save our lives. What kind of offense did we commit? Gopis are expressing the transcendental pride, transcendental anger. They cannot be really angry. But as expression of their highest love for Krishna, they are experiencing this transcendental pride, transcendental anger. They are calling Krishna the cheater, deceiver. So as described, it's not real anger, it's just the word that's being used to somehow describe, to teach us something, giving example. So the gopis are saying, our minds are so much attracted to the sound of your flute, to your pastimes. So please don't torture us in this way anymore. Please appear at least once. Please give us your darshan at least once and save us. And this is the next 11th shloka.
Nath te padam shila trinang kuraye shidati tina kalilata mana kanta gachati. Abar tader moddhe doinner udoy holo.
Now again, the humble nature is expressed by the gopis. O Lord, O lover, O Lord of our lives, O lover of our lives, when you are going for herding of the cows, when you are entering the forest, there are so many thorns there. Spiked husks of grain are there, rough grass is there, stones are there. So our minds are disturbed because we are worried that it will prick your soft lotus feet.
Sri Krishna's charan niye tader hridaye bedona uposthit holo.
So now the gopis express the pain in their hearts upon being worried that Krishna's lotus feet will be pained, but all these thorns and rough grass stones. They themselves are experiencing pain in their hearts just upon thinking that Krishna may step on something hard, some rough grass, some rough stone. So the gopis are saying, until you come back home, our minds are not getting peaceful. We are at their homes, being engaged in different activities, but we can't remain peaceful. We are so much worried that some stones are pricking your soft lotus feet, some thorns, some rough grass that's there in the forest. But now the talk is going on, discussion between gopis' mind and themselves. If Krishna would say, when I'm walking, I can look, I can see if there are some stones. But still, the gopis' minds are considering that no, he won't be able to notice it. All day Krishna is there in the forest, and the gopis are not getting peaceful until Krishna is coming back from the forest. When Krishna is coming back from the forest, all the forest animals, birds, everyone is following him. They're going with him till the end of the forest, when the road for Nandagram starts. They are so much attracted to Krishna, all the living entities. So all the birds, animals, they keep waiting for Krishna there at the end of the forest. And they start crying. They also feel deep distress in separation from Krishna. They are considering how long it will take that Krishna comes back to the forest again. When shall he come to herd the cows in the forest again? And they are all crying. In Sri Harivamsa Mahapurana, it's described, that the forest of Vrindavan doesn't have any strong stones or any thorns, any rough grass at all. Shri Giriraj Govardhan, he is himself the greatest servant of the Lord. He is Haridasa Varya. Even if there are some strong stones, when Krishna is walking and Giriraj, the stones become soft. We are not able to see the real Vrindavan with these material eyes. We need internal divine vision. Then we will be able to see divine eternal Vrindavan.
Jorobostu segulo chidanandamay.
In our external vision, we are seeing some material things, but in actuality, everything is divine in divine Shri Vrindavan Dham. So thus, even the strong stones are becoming soft as a tongue. Maharaj is saying, I am giving description that Acharyas are giving. I am just repeating whatever they are descriptions of the Acharyas, of sadhus, I am repeating that. So it's being told that the stones of Giriraj, of Shri Vrindavan Dham, are becoming soft when Krishna comes and walks. Whatever may be rough, as some thorns, some rough grass, everything becomes soft when Krishna comes and walks in the forest. So the gopis are loving Krishna so much, still they are thinking, no. Definitely they might be something that can hurt Krishna there. As mother and father are caring about their small children, whole day mother and father are taking care of the child with great care and constantly worrying that something may not happen that may hurt the child in some way. So in the same way, the gopis are with a great care, and then the great worries in the heart, considering that something in the forest, some rough grass, some rough stone may hurt Krishna's soft lotus feet. And Krishna is answering, you give up all your worries. What can happen to me in the forest? I don't experience any uncomfort in the forest. So in this way, the gopis' mind and them themselves are discussing. So the gopis are saying, look, So now the gopis say to their mind, why are you worrying? Krishna will definitely be able to notice if there is something rough on his way. He definitely won't stop there. But then the mind is answering to the gopis. Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur is describing, the mind will answer to the gopis, O foolish gopis, shall he really be able to notice? There are so many rough stones, so many thorns, so much of rough grass, and he's supposed to take care of the cows. Where is the opportunity for him to be careful where he's stepping at that time? It's not possible.
গবাদি পশুগণ কি পথে পথে যমুনার বালি ভক্ষণ করে বেড়ায়? তারা তো বনে গিয়ে বিভিন্ন প্রকার.
So in this way, the mind is answering to the gopis, O foolish gopis, is he herding cows and some soft sand by Mother Yamuna? No, he's herding the cows in the forest. So much of rough stones, thorns, rough grass is there. And then again, the gopis are answering to their mind, doesn't he have the eyes? He has his eyes. Definitely he's going to notice. Can't he look when he walks?
চিত্তের আবেগে বা ভ্রমবশত যদি কঙ্কর কঙ্কটের উপরে তার পাদপদ্ম পতিত হয় তখন কি দশা হয়, কত কষ্ট হয়?
And again the mind is telling to the gopis,
নিজেকে সান্ত্বনা দেওয়ার জন্য বলছেন,
Oh, you gopis, you're so much filled with love for Krishna that you really can't, you're so much enchanted that you can't even consider clearly. What will happen if he by chance steps on those thorns, on that rough grass? That will definitely hurt his lotus feet, soft lotus feet. And in this way, discussion goes between Krishna's mind and themselves. And the gopis are saying, yes, that's truth. Definitely, the Creator created us so that we will only experience this deep distress constantly, worrying what will happen to Krishna when he walks in the forest. Now Maharaj is welcoming devotees that have just arrived. He's making sure that they are welcomed well.
Nitai Gaur Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Nitai Gaur Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Ta dekhon tahole gopigan Govindoke koto prem koren koto priti koren.
So here we can see how much gopis love Sri Govinda. It's not possible to describe. So our acharyas are saying again and again that such a pure love, highest pure love for Krishna is not possible to see, to find anywhere in whole creation. It's not possible even to describe it appropriately. But we are trying. Gopis are loving Krishna so much and they are constantly engaged in hearing katha about Krishna. Hearing Krishna katha brings all auspiciousness. All the mercy is showering. All auspiciousness is being showered just upon hearing Krishna's katha. So the gopis keep crying in separation from Krishna. It is not Gopi Gita, Gopi song. It's Gopi's lamentation. But in this kingdom of love, this greatest pain that the gopis experience in separation from Krishna is at the same time the greatest nectar. So the gopis keep lamenting and they keep praying, pleading, O Lord, O lover of our lives, please give us your darshan at least once. So the gopis are saying, yes, we are made to be in distress. Krishna is not hearing our prayers. So as we have heard the discussion between Krishna, the gopis, mind, and themselves is going on. As when we experience some distress, so we start pacifying our own mind. Oh, no need to worry, no need to worry. Everything will be well. All will end well.
Govinda jakhon.
So such attraction towards Krishna as seen in the gopis is not possible to find, to see anywhere else.
Tatokkhon porjontoi gopigon pother dike takiye thake.
Until Krishna comes back from herding of the house, until he comes back home from the forest, the gopis' minds are not peaceful. They keep worrying that he may step on something rough that will hurt his lotus feet. They are waiting for his darshan. They are so much eager for Krishna's darshan. And such eagerness for Krishna's darshan, it's not possible to find in any other bhaktas.
Nilakuntalaye banaruhananam bibhradabritam ghanarajasalam darshayan muhur manasinas maram birajachasi. Ebar gopigon bolchen he bir.
So in this next 12th shloka, the gopis are saying,
goshte chole gele,
O hero,
shesh hoye jay
godhuli when you are coming back from herding of the cows, when you are coming back home from the forest, you are showing us your beautiful lotus place. And it's at that time covered with the dark blue locks of hair and is thickly powdered, covered with dust. So the gopis are saying that the loving desires are appearing in their minds at that time as well. So Krishna's hue is dark blue. Also here his hair is described as a dark blue, blackish hair. And when he's coming back from the herding of the cows, he is not anymore just the blue sapphire. That blue sapphire is now covered with a thick layer of Vrajaraj, of Vraj dust, dust of Vraj. And his curly hair is now open and is surrounding his beautiful lotus face. It's covering his lotus face as well. So in this way you are showing us your beautiful lotus face. So it's greatly attracting the gopis, this specific sight, vision of Krishna as he comes back from herding of the cows. Krishna's lotus face is so much attractive. Even descriptions when he was at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, everyone was attracted towards Krishna's lotus face. And so many lost their lives at that time. So the gopis are saying, you're showing us such a beautiful lotus face. Your eyebrows are dancing and they are as a Cupid's arrows. They are arousing loving desires in our minds. So the gopis are pleading for Krishna's darshan. They are saying, if we won't be able to see your lotus face again, we will definitely die. They are saying, if this deep pain of separation enters our inner self even more, then no one will be able to save us. So please give us your darshan, save our lives. Such a deep bhavas, deep loving feelings the gopis have towards Krishna. We are thinking as we chant a little more of the holy name. Oh, we did so much, nothing else is required. But along with hearing and chanting of the holy name, remembering is to take place. Remembering the form of the Lord along with the holy name, and then further on, remember his leela, his pastimes. Remember the descriptions that are given. Remember the form of Krishna from his peacock feather to his toes.
Kirtan mane kebol je sankirtan ta noy, ei je bola hocche etao kirtan.
So in such a way, the beauty of Krishna is being described. It's Sankirtan. Sankirtan, it's not only congregational chanting of the holy name. Also, this katha is Sankirtan, chanting the glories of the Lord. So they are all these descriptions that we are hearing and we are chanting them, we are describing all of this, but to the devotees that have faith. These descriptions should be given to devotees that are hearing with faith. And then further on, Smaranam comes, remembering all of these points, form of the Lord, his leela, his pastimes.
লক্ষণ এসে উপস্থিত হয়েছে কৃষ্ণ বিরহে তারা প্রাণ ত্যাগ করতে চলেছে.
So the gopis are going to give up their life in separation from Krishna.
মকরন্দ পানের আশায় গোবিন্দ গোষ্ঠ থেকে যখন ফিরে আসেন সে সময় অজস্র অজস্র ভৃঙ্গ মধু.
Krishna's beautiful form is so attractive that when he is coming back from the forest, from herding of the cows, so many bees are surrounding him as well. They are flying surrounding him. They are considering such a beautiful fragrance is coming. This must be some beautiful blue lotus. They are so much attracting to Krishna's beautiful form, to his beautiful fragrant lotus face. All his limbs are fragrant. So the gopis are saying that they are so much attracted to this beautiful darshan of Krishna when he is coming back from the forest, and they are pleading. They keep pleading for Krishna's darshan. Before Krishna is going to the forest to herd the cows, Mother Yashoda has dressed him so nicely. She dressed him in nice cloth. She tied his hair in a top knot. She prepared him so nicely, but he's so naughty. He's playing in the forest for a whole day, and now he's hair is open, he's covered with the dust of Raj. So much dust is there surrounding Krishna, coming from the hoofs of the cows and the calves as they are walking through the forest. So much dust is arisen, and now Krishna is covered with the Vrajaraj, with the dust of Vraj. All his body, his beautiful lotus feet, is covered with a thick layer of dust of Vraj. In the morning, Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, they are so nicely dressing and decorating Krishna and Balaram before they are going to herd the cows in the forest. But then, soon, all their bodies are covered in mud. Krishna Govinda's form is so beautiful, but now, covered in a dust of Raj, it looks even more beautiful. So Mother Yashoda is constantly thinking, after I dressed Kanai and Balai so nicely, why are they again covering themselves in the dust, in a mud? Sometimes she would catch Krishna and Balaram, Kanai and Balai, and she would chastise them. You are behaving as pigs. I dressed you so nicely, but you are covering yourself in mud again and again. And now Kanai is giving ingit, indication to Balaram, that look, Mother is so knowledgeable. She has such a clear vision. She is clairvoyant. She knows that I took incarnation of a boar, of a Varahadev earlier. So the gopis are drinking the nectar of such a beautiful darshan of Krishna as he is coming back from herding of the cows. No one can match the beauty of Krishna's form. This is one of his four madhuryas, four special transcendental sweetnesses. His beauty. Even Lord Narayan doesn't have that quality.
When Krishna Balaram hartte shikheche, ek dui pa giye pore jay. Emon chanchal Nanda Maharajer jodi নয় লক্ষ ধেনু থাকে তাহলে দুই চার লাখ তো বাছুর স্বাভাবিকভাবেই আছে ছোট ছোট বাছুর দুই এক পা হেঁটেই
When Krishna and Balaram they were small, Kanai and Balai, they were learning to walk and they will make few steps and then they will fall on the ground. Few steps and fall on the ground. So in order to walk, as Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, has so many cows, there are also so many calves. So Kanai and Balai, small Krishna and Balaram, they will catch the tails of these small calves and try to walk in that way. And again, they will fall on the ground. So they were all covered in such a way, in the dust, in the mud. So Krishna is so much attractive. There is one lila about the gopi that was so much attracted towards Krishna that she was considering, I have to go to Nanda Maharaj's house and to Mother Yashoda's house and see Krishna. So she made a plan. She didn't have cows, so she went to Nandarani, to Mother Yashoda, and she told, Oh Mother, I would like to take some gobar, some cow dung. I don't have cows, but I need the cow dung. May I come and take some cow dung from your house? Mother Yashoda told, Of course, you come and take. Why are you asking at all? So it's not a cow dung that this gopi really wants, but she wants to see Krishna. And then further on, she considered, she wanted even to touch Krishna. How she will do that? So as she was coming to take cow dung, Krishna was sitting there outside, and he was asking, "What are you doing?" And the gopis answered, "I came to take some cow dung." Krishna told, "You are coming to take cow dung again and again. What are you going to give in return?" So the gopi told, "I will give some butter in return." So Krishna agreed. He told, "All right." But then the gopi was coming again and again. She actually wanted to see Krishna, and she was in Vatsalya Bhav. She wanted to touch Krishna. And she was coming again and again. She was attracted so much. It's not possible to describe how attractive Krishna is. So the gopi came again and again, one second time. And Krishna told her, "You are going to take all the cow dung. You are coming again and again. How many times did you take by now? We need to count it. You told you are going to give that much butter, so we should count it carefully." So the gopi said, "So you do count, of course." And Krishna told, "I am a small child. Can I count?" So the gopi told, she was so eager to touch Krishna, so now she got opportunity. She had another plan. She told, "All right then, whenever I come, whenever I take cow dung, then I will put a little bit on cow dung at your face." So that was her plan in order to be able to touch Krishna. She was considering, if I will be able to touch Krishna, my life will become perfect. So she told to Krishna, and Krishna has agreed that every time that the gopi comes, she will put a little bit, a little dot on cow dung on his face. This gopi, she actually doesn't need cow dung, but again and again she's coming to see Krishna, and now she will get opportunity to touch Krishna by putting a little dot on cow dung on his face for every time that he comes and takes the cow dung. So she was in complete bliss. She would come and she would put a little dot on Krishna's face, a little dot on cow dung each time. And in this way, as she came in the morning has passed, the noon has come, and at the end of the day, Mother Yashoda saw Krishna covered, his lotus feet completely covered in cow dung, and she told him, "What has happened with you? Are you mad? You covered all your face with cow dung? What does this mean?" And she has cleansed his lotus feet with a wet cloth. And Krishna told, "Oh, Mother, what are you doing? Are you mad? You destroyed all my counting, all the business for today." Mother Yashoda has asked what has happened, and Krishna had told that this gopi has promised to give this much, that much butter as the cow dung she took, and that was the indication for each of the times she would come, she would put a little dot of cow dung of his face. So now Krishna was saying, "Now you destroyed all my income for the day." And Mother Yashoda chastised Krishna and told him, "Go away! What are you saying?" So, the gopis, they didn't have any further desire. Their only desire was pleasure of Krishna. All the Vrajavasis don't have any other desire than to serve Krishna for his pleasure. Further devotees arrived, so Maharaj is welcoming them as well.
Okay.
Jai Jai Sri Radhish.
Maharaj says that he is so happy that all of them came.
Jai Jai Sri Radhesham Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande Hari Hari Bol. সুতরাং যেনতেন প্রকারেন তারা শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সঙ্গ থেকে দূরে থাকতে চান না।
So some way of or other, the gopis, the didn't want to be without Krishna's darshan. If there would be some opportunity, they would try to take it. They were so eager to get Krishna. So now in separation from Krishna, all the gopis and especially Srimati Radharani amongst them, they were ready to give up their lives in separation from Krishna. So Srila Shukadev Goswami told King Parikshit, O Parikshit, I told you the katha as it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Making you hear, I'm speaking everything.
But Sadhu Guru Vaishnaver jodi kripa hoy, tahole Bhagwan ke pete oti sahaj hoye jay. Dekhun kebol Gurudevi.
So if there is a mercy of Sadhu Guru, then it's very easy to gain the Lord, to reach the Lord.
কিন্তু শাস্ত্রে বলা হয়েছে কি সাধু শাস্ত্র আর গুরু বাক্য প্রথমেই সাধুকে বলেছে
দ্য লর্ড ইজ
সাধু মাত্রই আমাদের গুরু
দ্য হাইয়েস্ট
দীক্ষা গুরু একজন হতে পারেন কিন্তু
হি ইজ অ্যাবভ অল
গুরু সমতুল্য
তা সাধু হিয়ার that we should follow in the footsteps and that we depend on the mercy of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. Whatever Guru speaks, we should know. This, what the Guru says, what the Sadhu says, is it there also in the Shastra? But of course, Shri Guru would always speak only that's what's in the Shastra. He won't speak something else on his own.
Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrite bolechen, je sadhan kore Bhagwan ke paoa.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's described that it's very hard to gain the Lord just through performing sadhana. Whoever reached the Lord, they have reached the Lord, gained the Lord by the mercy of Shri Guru, by the mercy of sadhus. It's possible to reach the Lord by performing of sadhana, but that's very hard path, or
the
same word, path and path in English. But if someone gets blessed by Shri Guru, by sadhu, if someone follows in the footsteps, then it's getting easy. Following in the footsteps of the devotees. In a servitor mood, I am a servant. In a friendship, I am a friend. In a parenthood mood, I am like a parent of a Lord. The gopis are in Maduras. They worship the Lord as a lover. So whatever mood we would take, whatever mood one take, a devotee will be able to reach the Lord. The Lord, the Sri Guru, gave us the mantra of the Lord. So, upon chanting of the mantra, also further remembering comes. Upon Shavanam and Kirtanam, Smaranam comes. So, Sri Guru gives us sadhana, but we need to do that sadhana, to follow the sadhana, to perform sadhana ourselves. Sri Guru is there to remind us. If we are going away from that path, Sri Guru is there to remind us. Do this way.
Bhagavaner kripa, sadhur kripa, gurudever kripa, je kono kripai apni mone korun.
Apni khudar. So the mercy is necessary. Mercy of the Lord, mercy of a guru, mercy of the sadhu.
She ki korlo dekhben bhog ekebare prostut kora. Randhon adi kore Govindoke arpon kore sei prasad apnake diye bolche prasad prastut apni grohon korun apni prasad pan tahole apnake kintu sadhan korte holo na.
We are as a person that doesn't have anything. If a person that doesn't have anything goes to someone and they have so many items, they prepare everything nicely, cook nice preparation, offer them to the Lord, and then they offer that prasadam to that person. That's very simple, very easy. That person will get food. They will get prasadam, they will get fed. But if a person comes and then someone gives just different ingredients as rice, oil, vegetables, different spices, and say, you take it all, now you prepare it, then so much is to be done. Some procedure is to be followed. Cut vegetables, prepare all preparations, cook them. So much is to be done. So it's much harder way to get the food, prasadam, to get fed. So that's example to describe that it's easier to reach the Lord when the mercy is given than just by following the path of sadhana ourselves. We can see that Lakshmi Devi, she is there in the Belvan, she is there in Vrindavan, performing sadhana from who knows how long, and also who knows for how long more she will perform the sadhana, desiring to reach Krishna.
Mahamuni Narodji tini Bodri Narayane jacche.
Still, Lakshmi Devi, she didn't want to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. So she is still there performing sadhana in the
Belfry.
So Devi's example, the story that illustrates this aspect of importance of the mercy of a devotee. Narad Muni was on the way to Badrinath to have the darshan of Lord Badrinarayan, and there in Himalayas he came upon the family, husband and a wife. They were to take the vanaprastha stage of life, and they were performing their sadhana, worshipping the Lord there, living very simple, worshipping the Lord, doing Tulasi Parikrama. And when Narad Muni came, they welcomed him so nicely. They worshipped him, they fed him nicely. So Narad Muni was very pleased with them. So he told, "Oh mother, you ask for some blessing. You can tell me if there is any hardship that you experience. So please tell me, I can bless you." So Mataji told, "Oh Narad, we are worshipping the Lord and we are very much pleased. But being materialistic persons, being immersed in illusion, in Maya, I am sometimes considering, it would be nice to have a child, to get a son. You are on the way to meet Lord Narayan. Could you please ask him to give us a son, to give us a child?" So Narad Muni told, "All right, I'm going to meet the Lord and I will convey your message to him. I will convey your prayer to him." So Narad Muni had the darshan of Lord Narayan, and when he was to leave, Lord Narayan told, "Oh Narad, oh my son, did you want to tell me something more?" So Narad Muni told, "Oh Lord, yes, I am bringing a prayer of one couple. They are there in Himalayas and they are on the way to take Vanaprastha. But they have one prayer, they have one desire that they expressed." And Lord Narayan told, "Yes, tell me what it is." So Narad Muni told, "They desire to get a son." Lord Narayan answered, "No, no, they will never get a son in this life nor in the future son. They are not supposed to get a son." So Narad Muni, he met with that family again and he told to Mataji, "Mother, Lord Narayan told that you won't get the child." And the mother, that Mataji, she didn't experience any distress. She is a devotee, they are devotees. So she was pleased to hear the answer of the Lord, and she accepted that. If someone is devoted, then they are able to control themselves, to control their mind. Why? Because they are performing sadhana. So Mataji was not angry. She accepted that as something very auspicious, that answer of the Lord. She considered everything will be auspicious the way the Lord desires. Earlier it was very hard to reach Himalayas, to reach the darshan of Lord Narayan. Nowadays it's quite easy to reach there. So many sadhus were on the way to have the darshan of the Lord, and also the families would go. So they would give up everything in order to have darshan of Lord Badri Narayan. On the way also many would give up their lives. They would give up their lives desiring to get the darshan of Lord Narayan. So, at that time, there were not many facilities as nowadays. So, it was not easy to get something to eat on the way. It was not easy to find the water even to drink. So they were sadhus on the way to have darshan of Lord Badri Narayan, and on the way they have come to the house of this couple, of this Brahmana couple that earlier Narada Muni met, and they were very happy. They considered, oh, here we would be able to get some food. So this couple, these Brahmanas, they were very pleased when the sadhus came. They welcomed them, worshipped them, fed them nicely, took care of them nicely. So these sadhus were fed so nicely and they were pleased so much. They were so blissful. After so long time, they got something proper to eat. They were so much pleased, so blissful. So afterwards, the sadhus were continuing their way to Lord Badri Narayan, and they have asked the couple, they have asked Mother, oh Mother, they first told her, if we wouldn't have met you, we would definitely die. We were already without food for so long. If we wouldn't reach your home, we would definitely die. We were hungry for so many days. And now, being fed so nicely by you, the life came back to us. Please tell us, if you want any benediction, please tell us, we are going to bless you. We are so much pleased with you.
Sriman Narayan tini bollen tar sat janma porjonto santan hobe na.
Lord Narayan told that for seven next lives, this couple won't be able to get children, to get a son. So the Mataji answered, the Lord is our everything, but we are so much engrossed in this material life, in the illusion of this material life, we do desire to have a son. And the sadhu told, no problem, I'm blessing you to get a child, to get a son. And they left. So after some time, Narad Muni has again, on the way to Badri Narayan, passed by the house of this couple, by this Brahmana couple's house. And he saw this Mataji sitting in front of the house and holding a small baby, feeding a small baby. And he was wondering, is it possible that I have got a son? Here, in this forest, there are no neighbors. It's not possible that it's some child from a neighboring house. There is no one around. So, after such a long time, Narad Muni came by, so he came to their house and he asked them, whose is this beautiful child? And the Mataji answered, it is my child, my son. And the Narad Muni's mind got disturbed.
Mataji bollen, jehe Mahamuni,
Mataji told, O Mahamuni, you brought us the answer of the Lord that we won't be able to get a child in several future lives, for seven next lives, and I accepted that. But then she described how the sadhus came, how they served them, and how they blessed them to get a child, and now they got a son. So Narad Muni was so ashamed, and he left, and he reached Lord Narayan again. And seeing him, Lord Narayan told, "O Narad, are you angry at me?" Narad Muni answered, "O Lord, I really don't know, I don't understand. Once you gave me a certain answer, and now the situation is completely different. I can't understand what's going on." So the Lord asked Narad Muni to tell him what is going on. So Narad Muni described the situation of the Brahmana couple about whom Lord Narayan told that for seven lives they won't be able to get a son. And now he has just met them and they already have a son.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna Sandipuni Munir পুত্রকে প্রাণ দান করে অন্য লোক থেকে এনে নিজের শরীর প্রদান করে দান করেছিলেন, একটা কথা দিয়েছিলেন, তাই তা না হলে প্রভু কিন্তু বিধিকে কখনো এদিক সেদিক করেন, পারেন কিন্তু করেন না।
So Narad Muni, he told everything to Lord Narayan, and Lord Narayan answered, "Look, I told properly. I told what was the truth. They were not supposed to get the son for such a long time, for seven lives. But there is nothing I can do about it. I am not in complete control." We know that example that Krishna and Balaram, they brought to life, back to life, the son of their teacher. In Sandipani Muni school, they were students and they brought back the son, brought back to life the son of their teacher. But the Lord told them now, "I am not in complete control always. But more glorious than me are my devotees. If someone pleases them, if someone serves them, and they bless my devotee, then that will certainly happen." The Lord is saying, sometimes even me, I can't, or I don't change what's destined to happen to a certain person. But by the blessings of my devotees, that can change. So here is the example of a mercy, that aspect of mercy.
তারা কৃপার মাধ্যম থেকেই প্রভুকে প্রাপ্ত হয়েছে।
There are several ways to get the Lord, but the easiest way is by being blessed by a devotee, by getting the mercy. There is the path of sadhana, but it's very hard.
লালায়িত তারাই প্রভুকে প্রাপ্ত। ভক্তমালে পাওয়া যায় একজন ব্রাহ্মণ ছিলেন পণ্ডিত।
So there are so many examples how someone reached the Lord by the mercy of a devotee.
বৃন্দাবনের পথে আসছে,
there is a story about a devotee from Bangladesh, from Bengal, that took place some 500 years back. It was actually 500 years before Sriman Mahaprabhu even. At that time, There were not so many real paths from Vrindavan to Vraj. They were forests and thick forests. They were not real paths there. It was really hard to walk for such a long time. It took months to reach Vrindavan, to reach Vraj from Bengal. And there was a Brahmana devotee. He was so eager to go to Vraj. But he was considering, I need a help. I can't go alone. So he asked one young boy by the name Mahesh. He asked him, Mahesh, because he was young and strong, this Brahmana needed someone to help him on the way, to help him carry so many things that he would need throughout the months. So he told Mahesh, Mahesh, come with me, I'm going to Vrindavan, come and accompany me. And Mahesh has answered, what shall I do in Vrindavan? I'm not a devotee. What shall I do there in Vrindavan? I won't go. But again, this Brahman asked him, come with me. It will be very helpful for me if you come and help me to carry all these things. So Mahesh answered, I would go if I would know that I can meet Krishna there, that I can have Krishna's darshan there. So the Brahmana was thinking, I should make Mahesh come with me. He's a young, strong boy. It will be really helpful for me. So he answered to him, straight. He said, of course you're going to have darshan of Krishna. He is staying there in Vrindavan, don't you know? He is herding cows there. Definitely you're going to meet him. Don't you know? That the Lord is performing his pastimes. And those who are fortunate are going to be able to see him. So in this way, the Brahmana encouraged Mahesh to come. He promised him that for sure he will get Krishna's darshan. He promised him. He told him like that because he needed to convince him to come because that was helpful for him. Mahesh would help him on the way, but at the same time he was thinking, what if he doesn't get darshan of Krishna? What shall I do then? But he didn't have a choice, so he told him like that. So Mahesh agreed. They went together to Vraj. Mahesh was helping Brahman on the way, carrying his things, and in a few months they've reached Vraj. As soon as they reached the land of Vraj, Mahesh was so eager. It was night time, but still Mahesh immediately told, I'm going now, I'm going to get darshan of Krishna. So Brahmana, he told him, look Mahesh, now it's a night time. Krishna is sleeping now. You should also take a good rest. And in the morning, Mother Yashoda, she will wake up Krishna. She will feed him, get him ready, and then he will go to herd the cows. Then you can go and you can meet him. So Mahesh agreed, they both took rest, and in the morning, Brahmana was busy with his morning activities. He woke up early, performed Mangalarati. He continued doing his worship, and Mahesh has left for the forest. Mahesh was going from forest to forest, eager to meet Krishna. He was calling for Krishna all the time, pleading, asking that, please Krishna, please give me your darshan. I'm not doing any sadhana, any bhajan, but I came to Vraja to have your darshan. Please give me your darshan. He was pleading like that from forest to forest. He was lamenting and calling for Krishna like that. His mind was simple. And for such a simple-minded person, honest person, it's very easy to get the darshan of the Lord. He entered deep in the forest. He didn't know anything about Vraj. He didn't know about any path. He was just wandering from forest to forest, asking, pleading, praying for darshan. Just once at least, please give me your darshan at least once. And like that, whole morning has passed. Noon has passed. Afternoon, evening has come. He was wandering from forest to forest, and he told, I'm not bhakta, I don't have no knowledge. I didn't get diksha, I didn't get any shiksha, I don't know anything, but please give me your darshan. So the evening has come, and the mercy of Lord came upon him. Krishna was coming back from the forest, herding the cows. He was with all the cowherd boys. He was playing his flute, and Mahesh could see him from far away. So Mahesh didn't have no knowledge. He didn't have sadhu sangha. He didn't have any sadhan and bhajan, but his mind was so simple. He was honest. So he could have darshan of Krishna for far away. He could see the blue effulgence of Krishna, and he could see Krishna, how he was smiling, how he was going behind cows and playing the flute. Mahesh was in complete bliss, in the supreme bliss. He was experiencing ecstatic feelings and ecstatic symptoms. The hair was standing on end at his body. He was crying. He fainted. And it was already night when he came back to consciousness and when he has returned back to the ashram. Brahmana was worrying so much throughout the day. He was thinking, what has happened to this mad person? What has happened to Mahesh? He didn't come back for whole the day. So when Mahesh came back late in the night, he was in that ecstatic mood. He was crying and he fell at the feet of Brahmana. And he told, oh, you told me the truth. You promised me that I will meet Krishna in Vrindavan, and I did have his darshan. I met him now. And he was dancing and dancing, crying and laughing in bliss, in complete bliss. The hands were standing on his whole body. He was trembling, dancing, crying. And Brahmana told, he got mad. He told him, all right, just take a good rest. So whole night, Mahesh, he didn't sleep. He was dancing in bliss, he was crying, and he was thanking Krishna again and again. Oh my Lord, I don't have any bhajan nor sadhana, and you gave me your darshan. He was glorifying the Lord and being in complete bliss throughout the night. Again and again, the Brahmana was thinking, this boy became mad. What he's saying? I'm worshipping the Lord for so long, and I didn't experience anything by now. And he has just come to Vraj, and he told he has got the darshan of the Lord. He must have got mad.
হে কৃষ্ণ, তোমার সেই অদ্ভুত রূপরাশি দর্শন করে আমি আমাতে আর স্থিত
নই। মহেশ ওয়াজ এক্সপ্রেসিং the thankfulness to Krishna, thankfulness to that Brahmana. In a bliss, he was dancing and singing, sometimes crying. And on that day, again, Mahesh got darshan of Krishna. He again came back in complete bliss, and he was describing to Brahmana again how he got Krishna's darshan. He have fainted again. Again, he was able to see Krishna when Krishna was at the end of the day coming back from herding of the cows. Mahesh has fainted, and when late in the night he again came back to the ashram, he told Brahmana everything. He told to the Brahmana, he told, you are so fortunate, you are a Brahmana, Krishna is your own, you are worshipping him in the temple, you are not going anywhere else, you are here in the temple, you must be having the darshan of the Krishna right here, seeing Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, speaking with them there at their home. But I am such a simple person, I am not worshipping the Lord. I am not able to see him there at his home, so this is why I am wandering from forest to forest. But still I got the darshan of Krishna there as he is coming back from herding the cows in the forest. So he was speaking like that, and Brahman understood. This is something divine about Mahesh. The heart of Brahmana has changed, seeing Mahesh in such a state. He understood there is something divine, really something divine about Mahesh. He is not acting like that. He is not just as a mad person pretending. So he asked Mahesh to take him with him to the forest the next day. So they went together, whole day has passed, and in the evening, again Mahesh got darshan of Krishna. Again he starting expressing all these ecstatic symptoms, crying, laughing, his hair standing on end, he was dancing. So Brahman understood he must be having of darshan of Krishna again. It's not possible that some ordinary person would dance like this. This was expression of divine feelings, divine symptoms. So Brahman was sure definitely he must be having darshan of Krishna again. But Brahman himself, he couldn't see Krishna. He didn't get darshan of Krishna. Mahesh, experiencing all these ecstatic feelings, ecstatic symptoms, Mahesh fainted again. And the Brahman, he started praying to Mahesh. He understood that his feelings, his symptoms are divine, are real. And he was praying to him, I didn't trust you before, but I see now that you are so fortunate that you really got darshan of the Lord. Please bless me that I can also get the darshan of Krishna. So as Mahesh came back to consciousness, he further, as Brahmana expressed his prayers to him, Mahesh told that definitely I will pray to Krishna to also give his darshan to you. And experiencing all these ecstatic feelings again, Mahesh didn't sleep throughout the night, but whole night now he was praying to Krishna, that you please give darshan to my Brahmana also, my Brahmana friend too. Please, Krishna, please bless him with your darshan too. So the next day, Mahesh, along with Brahmana, he again went to the forest. At the end of the day, and Krishna gave the darshan to both of them. So both of them were fainting, experiencing all these ecstatic symptoms. On that night, Lord Krishna again appeared to the Brahmana in a dream, and he told him, "O Brahmana, please don't take Mahesh back to your home in Bengal. Please let him stay with me here in Vraj." So the next morning has come. This Brahmana, he worshipped Mahesh as his guru. He told him, "You are so fortunate, Mahesh. You must have performed your sadhana and bhajan in so many previous lives. And you were blessed with darshan of the Lord in this life. So if there is mercy of the Lord, if there is mercy of his dear devotees, if there is mercy of the gopis, the one will certainly easily reach the Lord, get the darshan of the Lord." I will tell you one more story related to event that has happened just nearby, here nearby our ashram, at Shivakor. Shivakor or Shivakund. There is a Shivakund just here close by, next to our ashram. That's a crematorium now. Later on it became crematorium. But originally, what has happened at this place? There was a fox there, and some naughty boys were torturing the fox. They've burned the fox, and the fox has died in that way. All these naughty boys, they were playing, they have played in such a way that they have burned the fox, and they have burned the fox to death. So when Radharani goes for Surya Puja, in the morning she comes to Radhakund, she is plucking flowers here. So Lalita Sakhi told to Radharani, "Hey Radhe, at the banks of your Radhakund, one fox has died, experiencing so much distress." And Radharani has asked, "What has happened? How did she die?" And Lalitaji explained everything. So Lalitaji told, "This fox came to your kund, and now she ended up in such a horrific way." And Radharani answered, "Is it possible that someone's going to end in distress here at my kund? Definitely not." So she told to Lalitaji, "Go and bring this fox. Make her my servant. Bring her to me." Lalita Devi, Lalita Sakhi, she can do anything. She can create anything. She can create even more than Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is creating with five material elements. But Lalita Sakhi, she can bestow the blessing of spiritual body upon someone. Lord Brahma is creating material bodies made of from five material elements, but Lalita Sakhi, she can bless someone with a spiritual body. So she had found the soul of this fox and she gifted the spiritual body of a gopi to this fox, to the soul of this fortunate fox, and she made her Radharani's servant. She brought her to Radharani and she continued serving Radharani. So this is why Krishna, Sri Govinda is saying, if someone gets the mercy of my Radharani, the mercy of the gopis, there is no need for my worship, for my bhajan separately. Certainly, they will get my mercy as well. So by today still the sadhus that spend their lives in bhajan, in sadhana here at Radhakund, they are blessed with giving up their lives also here at the banks of Radhakund, and their last rites are performed there at Shivakor, and they are reaching Radharani's eternal service. Now we are going to hear the next 13th shloka and end our katha here. This is the 13th shloka.
Padmacharchitam dharani mandanam dheyomapade charana pankajam santamanchate ramana nastaneshu arpayadeha.
So this was 13th shloka, and the commentaries of the acharyas we are going to hear tomorrow by Radharani's mercy. So we are concluding our katha here.
Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Griraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai Sri Shukadev Goswami Pad Ki Jai Sri Parikshit Maharaj Ki Jai Sri Sri Gopi Geet Ki Jai Bol Srimati Radharani Ki Jai Sri Sri Sarup Damodar Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Anushthankari Samasto Bhakto Bindo Evang Mandol Paribar Ki Jai Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai Samagato Samasto Bhakto Mandoli Ki Jai Samagata Matri Mandoli Ki Jai Achker Anando Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe Sham Nitai Gaur Haribol.